Behind the hut grows a big, luscious vegetable garden. In the front stands a tall mango tree, heavy with fruit. Chu and I are to help look after the children, the garden, and various other chores, while Keem fishes and collects wood with the father. Dropping our bags, the mother hands me the baby, instructs me to look after her kids, and leads Chu to the garden. Outside the hut, with the baby balanced on my hips, I watch the mother squat next to the rows of vegetables and proceed to pull the weeds. Obediently, Chu does the same. Her faded black Khmer Rouge pajama clothes hang loosely on her thin body as her back bends over the garden. Chu is 11 and only 3 years older than me, but at times I feel much older than she is. It still amazes me how she can survive by being accepting and not fighting back. Though we live with the family as their helpers, they treat us kindly. Many times the family will have special treats, such as coconut cake or sweet rice balls for dessert. No matter how we crave them, it is not proper for Keem, Chu, and I to take a piece for ourselves. The mother and children can reach for whatever they want, but we have to wait until it is given to us. Even with his children screaming for extra pieces, the father always puts a piece on each of our plates. They occasionally raise their voices, but never swear or raise their hands at us. Despite the Khmer Rouge ban on religion, they are able to continue to practice Buddhism in secret. A major Buddhist mantra preaches kindness to others or reincarnation in the next life as a slug for all to step on. Being from the country, the family is very superstitious, especially the mother. Whenever anything happens that she cannot explain or understand, she blames it on supernatural powers. Every day she prays to the earth goddess for plentiful vegetables, the river god for plentiful fish, the wind god to bring rain, and the sun god to bring life. One of my daily chores is to wash the family's laundry. Many villagers are wearing colorful clothes now, including our new family. I look wistfully at the mother's dark orange sarong and marvel at her sky blue blouse. I remember the red dresses Ma made for Chu, Gek, and me. Our first red dresses. One New Year's morning, I remember Cave, with big pink, yellow, blue, and green prickly plastic rollers in her hair, held in by 100 small black bobby pins sticking up everywhere like porcupine quills, as she combed my hair and tied it in ponytails.